years of her life and multiply those fruits. You can't multiply something that you don't have. So be fruitful and then what? Multiply those fruits. My cup, David says, full and what? Run over. So in order for the cup to run over, it first must be what? Full. So right now, our life must be full of fruit. And when it's full of fruit, then we multiply. A big containers. We're reaching people all over the place.
Amen. So what does it mean to be fruitful? You're probably wondering. Well, being fruitful could be letting your health come up from being down.
Yes.
Repairing relationships.
Yes.
Getting your finances in order. These are the things we're talking about to be fruitful. Things we probably already had at one time and we lost them along the way. Well, this is your year to be fruitful and to go forward in having good health and good finances and good relationships and whatever it is that you are lacking now, this is your year to finally be fruitful and multiply and let it come to overflowing.
Fill your space. That's what Pastor Beckford's been saying. Fill your space. Fill your space. Fill your space. And we cannot be happy just using one talent if God has given us five.
Yes.
We can't be happy just using one if he has given us two.
Yes.
He wants a return on each and everything that he has given us. John chapter 1, verse 16 in the Amplified Version says, "For out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another." And spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. And even favor and gifts heaped upon gifts. So we have gifts heaped upon gifts.
That's right.
And you can't find all those gifts until you begin developing the ones that are there. Because if you have a big heap of stuff and you want to see everything that's in that heap, you have to start removing, you have to start taking away some of them and putting them into use, and then you see what's under there. You have a big pile of clothes in your room up in the corner, I'm talking about myself, you have to start taking them one at a time. You begin to fold them, you begin to put them away, you begin to organize, and then you see what's under there.
Yeah.
So God has given us gifts, heaped upon gifts. And sometimes we look at people, we say, oh, how did they get so blessed? How do they have so many different gifts and talents? Because they began developing them one at a time, and then they found the other one that was heaped up with that gift. So it is our year of fruitfulness. It is time for us to develop and to utilize our gifts to glorify God, and then we will come and be able to fill the space that we have. Our message all this week is from disaster to reconstruction. Disaster to reconstruction. So though we may have been in a period of disaster. Reconstruction is the next phase of the journey. So we're standing in between two places. We have disaster that we have come out of, and now we have a reconstruction period that we must go into. And sometimes we are so focused on the disaster that already happened that we're not focused on the reconstruction that is yet to come. So we have to turn our attention to the reconstruction process so that we're able to build and to be able to move forward. So we're not just standing there in the middle of an ash heap and wondering, why did this happen to me? It's time for us to reconstruct. It's time for us to move forward. It's a building process. And we have different scriptures that we're going to be looking at all this week to support the topic from disaster to reconstruction.
He reminds me, and I see Emily is chopping at the bit to go here, but he reminds me of the disciples when Jesus was take up to heaven. Mm-hmm. They were just standing, just gazing. Mm-hmm. And I think the scripture says, why stand ye here gazing? they lost. Mm-hmm. They in this space. Jesus is taken up and they watch him going. And they just stand there in awe, in sadness, I just picture how the disciples felt. And then he just said, why? Why are you standing there? Just gazing. You got stuff good to do because The same way you see him go up, he's coming back. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we just stand there between those two points, Diane, the point of disaster, the point of reconstruction, and we're looking at disaster, mm-hmm. and my focus is on what I am coming out of, mm-hmm. and my focus should be on what I'm going into.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
They were looking at the separation. Jesus was, he was being lifted. He was being elevated away from them. They were looking at the separation, but really it was for an empowerment for them to be able to go and reconstruct the body of Christ, to be empowered later by the Holy Spirit to enable them to do everything that they have been equipped to do, to continue to grow the kingdom of God here in the earth.
Amen. So finding your fruitful place. And we're going to read Zechariah 8:12. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. So what does that mean? We are the seed, and the vine will give us fruit.
Yeah.
And then the ground will give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. God does not give rain because rain is a lot. He gives us dew because every morning we are renewed every single morning, and we get the dew every morning, and we go slowly because sometimes when we're given too much, we can't handle it. But he will absolutely come to our rescue. And if we're in torment now trying to get out of a disaster, just know that the reconstruction is right around the corner and God will be with you and all that you need to do in order to go forward and get everything back to the way it was.
Go ahead, Diane.
He said, I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all of these. Mm-hmm. I will cause it. I will make it happen. And he's talking to a specific group of people. He says the remnant of this people. So the remnant are those who have survived the captivity. The remnant are those who did not give up in the face of adversity. The remnant are those who suffered loss but continued to stand strong.
Yes.
That's the remnant. He said to all of these that they're going to possess, I will cause it. To happen. I will cause it. I'll put systems in place for it to happen. Mm-hmm. He wants to utilize each and every one of us to be reconstruction vessels here in the earth, establishing his kingdom, reminding people not to continually look at the disaster, but there's a reconstruction process that's taking place within the earth. And he lays out the steps here in verse 12, for the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due. So it's a process that's taking place, and it's an elevation process. It's a development process, and it happens over the process of time. You know, in Genesis chapter 8, it says seed, time, and harvest. A lot of times we teach about seed, we hear about harvest, but it's the time in between where the development takes place. It's the time in between. What we're doing when nobody is looking determines our level when we come into view. So we can't grow weary in our well-doing, but we must continue because if we faint not, we will reap.
Yes. And I look at it in that verse, which is powerful, and we'll dig into this tomorrow. We'll sink our teeth deep into the word. Oh, the seed, he says. The seed will be prosperous. So we are the seed in 2025. We are the seed in 2025. And the Lord is saying to us, each one of us, we are going to be prosperous. Our life will be complete. Because when God says you will be prosperous, it just don't mean money alone. It means I'm going to be prosperous in 2025 in my health. That's number one for me, that I will be healthy. My life in 2024 will be healthy. I live a healthy life. That's number one. Number two for me, that my soul will prosper. And my soul is going to prosper. Because if I got my health right, if I got my soul, my spiritual life right, then the other stuff will come. So when he says the seed shall be prosperous, It means that you're going to be prosperous. Mm-hmm. And he's going to make it happen in the name of Jesus. Make it nine.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
a
day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.